This preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Burnley need to start picking up some points. It's 7 without a win for them in the league, and it's the wrong time to be playing City because they can't afford to make any more mistakes, can they? So we'll start with you this time, Derek. How does this one go?
I'm tired of batting. Looking at City, these short odds, and getting it wrong with them. You know, they're making too many mistakes right now. And remember, Burnley came back from the dead at the Etihad just around about Christmas time. Came back from 2-0 down to win. To draw 2-2. I just can't trust City. I thought, yeah, a few weeks ago, I thought, yeah, the no-brainer. They'll go to Turf Moor and win when wanted. But I just don't believe it now. And all tales from dressing room unrest in the papers this week, you know, the Vincent Kompany business. Something is not quite right there. And do you want to back a team at Long Odds? And I'm sure there'll be 6 or 7 Cheltenham bets than City at 4-9. I'm looking at Burnley on the handicaps. You can't go for them at 6-1 to win outright. And Burnley plus a 2-goal stars, it's not too such long odds on, is it? It's a 4-7, maybe a little bit short for some people. But I'll tell you what. I'll play a bit more intrepidly and go Burnley plus a goal at 17-10. I just can't trust City at the moment.
Okay, Burnley plus a goal there. Then how do you see it going, Lee?
Yeah, I think City will get this done, to be honest with you.
Remember, they've got Barcelona next week, haven't they?
But I think, you know, I think that they've got to warm up for that game now, haven't they? They've got to find a way of getting some points on the board, getting some goals scored, and get going with this. So just, you know, I can't see them doing anything else than hammering Burnley, to be honest with you. I mean, and one interesting thing, you know, you mentioned, Derek, about that 2-2 draw, which was a fantastic result for them, to be honest with you. Burnley, the only team to come back to any kind of result after City have been ahead, 2 goals ahead in the last 68 league matches, which is a bizarre stat, but just shows what a good result that was for Burnley back then. Not this time. I mean, you know, I agree. I mean, City are pretty much in the same camp as Arsenal for odds on, aren't they, really? You know, you can't really trust them to do anything when they're odds on. But I think they'll score here. Surely they've got to score goals. There's been 45 goals in the last 9 head-to-heads between these two teams. I think there'll be plenty more. I think they have to use it as a warm-up for Barcelona. Try and get some goals, because that's what they need against Barca. I think there'll be plenty of goals here. I've put this bet up a few times and it hasn't really come in, but you know, I love Sergio Aguero. I think he's on the verge of scoring plenty again. So I'm going to have a look at him to score 2 or more in the match. I actually think City aren't a bad price. You know, if you can trust them. So Aguero to score 2 or more at 19-5 is decent. I mean, Aguero to score any time in the match is 3-4 at Burnley, who are going to be a Championship team next season. I mean, that looks a great price if you don't mind the odds on. But I'll go 2 or more at 19-5. The hat-trick, by the way, is 20-1, which I think looks big if they do, you know, score a few goals against this Burnley outfit, who have to go out and try and win the game, by the way. There's no point in messing about, you know, sitting behind the ball. They have to go and win this.
Well, they must have seen Chelsea last night and thought, God, how are they 5 points clear of us? You know, they must think that the title... Yeah. All of a sudden, Chelsea look a very ordinary team, don't they? And so City, you've got... Yeah, I agree, they have got to go out and win. But, you know, it's one thing saying it, another thing going out and doing it. And the way they're playing right now, I couldn't trust them at those odds.
Yeah, it's a fair enough point. So I'd be looking at something, you know, something that's a bit of value amongst it. Maybe, you know, looking at the goals, maybe, you know, the City goals, maybe. But I'll just stick with Aguero. I think they will score goals, and I think Aguero will get amongst the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.